Because what is quickly, and I've been sharing vision. And vision is when we see something and have revelation from God and we speak it out. And when we speak it out, what needs to happen is we need to resonate with the sound that God is speaking. Okay? Now, I need something which I haven't got here. Haven't I? So, so effectively, when God speaks, I didn't want feedback. No, I didn't get any sound either. But Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. When I had some heavenly encounters, God spoke to me about resonance and frequency and harmony, and they were all musical terms, all to do with sound and light. And he gave me a lesson in what I would only describe as quantum physics. And I didn't really know much about quantum physics. But he took me to when he created the universe. Before he created the world, as we know it today, we know he created the whole universe. And he created that by his thoughts and his words and who he was, and his light. And as he spoke the universe into creation, his voice started to resonate. His voice started to vibrate. And that vibration is still going on today. It's still contained in the whole of creation. So the whole of creation contains the voice of God still resonating. And in the time I was in heaven and various things, God showed me some of that. And he taught me about it. And he taught me about it because we need to know about it. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole mechanics of it today, but I want to put a little bit out there because later on I want to prophesy, and I want to prophesy a whole load of things that God is wanting to do and say, and he wants us to come into agreement with. But we need to know how to come into agreement. So prophesying releases the will of God. It releases an opportunity for our spirits to resonate at the sound of his voice. Just like that guitar, if you get close enough, it will start to resonate on its own. No one was playing the guitar. Just the sound of the voice causes the guitar to actually play, because the strings started to vibrate at the same frequency as the voice was spoken. So when God speaks, for us to come into agreement with it, we have to vibrate at the same frequency. In other words, we have to come into agreement, harmony with it. That's what faith is. It releases faith to operate. Harmony or agreement occurs when our spirit and his spirit become one. We're just singing that, when you and I are one. Now, we sing the words, but do we really know what it means to be one, to be one spirit? It says in Corinthians that those who are joined to the Lord are become one spirit with him. And God wants us to be in that one spirit, that one harmony, because there is a sound coming out of heaven today, a prophetic sound, that Jesus often said, he who has ears to hear. Do we have ears to hear the sound that's coming from heaven? Because it's a sound which actually the scientists today are now starting to discover and uncover how God created the universe. and how he operates the universe today. The more they look into the things they we cannot see with our natural eyes, the more they discover what's going on, and they're able to discover that the Bible is true. Because how God created the universe is there in the Word of God. If you sort of dig it out and you find it, it says how he did it. But for us to actually resonate with what God is saying, we need to get up close and personal. If you were, the guitar was a long way away from the speaker, it would not have resonated, because there would not have been the closeness to cause that resonance. So we need to be close to God, to be intimate with him, to be in real close fellowship with him, so that we can actually start to hear his voice. And in hearing his voice, we can then start to come into agreement with it. And that will have dramatic effects. As you saw what happened to that bridge, when it comes together like that, it is powerful. Heaven invades earth, and the kingdom of God is established on earth when we come into agreement with that heavenly voice. When what God is speaking from heaven, we agree on earth with, it says it will come to pass. When two agree about anything. Now that two is not just two people coming together and saying, well, we agree. You know, it's like someone might come to Simon and say, we agree that Manchester City are going to win the league. But as that is what would probably happen. No way. Because it's not about two of us agreeing here. It's about us agreeing here with what God says in heaven. Because when you come into alignment with what God says in heaven, then you can see it outworked on the earth. God created the universe with his thoughts, his words, and light. And light and sound are waves. They're frequencies. You can see certain frequencies. You can hear certain frequencies. And there are certain frequencies which we can no longer see and hear, which we could. Adam and Eve could hear and see frequencies of light and sound that we cannot today. But God is restoring those frequencies to us. There are bandwidths of sound and light, particularly seeing into the supernatural realm of heaven and seeing angels and seeing things like that is seeing into a frequency of light which is different from normal. That's how we can start to see it, because the Holy Spirit came and is there to bring us into all truth. That is new truth. It's truth that God wants us to know now. So, Hebrews 11, verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. That's a really strange way of saying it, but what it's basically saying is everything, all matter that we see, came out of energy that we don't see. And that energy was the voice of God. So God spoke and created, because his words have power and energy within them. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance. It's the invisible substance for which our physical world was and is being created by Jesus. Because Jesus is still working that. This is a quote from a Christian scientist. It says, God uses faith substance and word energy to create the universe. He spoke, and the vibration sound of his words released caused the substance that became the stars and the planets. Now, we're made differently. And this is really important. We are made of this substance, but then God breathed his eternal essence into us, his spirit into us. And that makes us distinct from all the rest of creation. That makes us have the power to also speak and create, to call things that be not as if they were, and to see them come into being. Now, in the future, we're going to have a greater understanding of how that works. I'm not going to go into it now, but God is giving us revelation of that. But he's made us unique, that we are distinct from creation, but we're connected to it. Hence, when Jesus came as a perfect example of man, he was able to do creation miracles. He was able to walk on water, to make bread out of one loaf, become loads of loaves that fed people. He was able to turn water into wine. He was able to do things and manipulate matter in a way that God has said we will be able to do. Because Jesus said, you will do the works that I do, and even greater works. So some of the things God is going to be requiring of us to do in this time to come, we really have to be open to understand how our speech, and how our agreement with God operates so that we can connect. Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. He only said what he heard the Father saying. So it's absolutely vital that we hear what the Father's saying, we see what he's doing, and that we're able to see with the eyes of faith. We're able to see in a realm of the Spirit, and a realm which is beyond normal, natural spirit. When we were praying last week and when we were worshiping, I saw angels, and I saw angels come into the room, four of them, and they came and they stood in the corners of the room and they blew, they actually had their wings, and they were blowing a trumpet. Now today, in the worship, I actually saw more than four angels. I saw a whole host of angels come through that portal and line the room with trumpets. And they're lining the trumpets to blow a sound from heaven that we will be able to hear and we will be able to resonate with, so that we can actually operate in the way God has called us to do. And I'm going to prophesy some things in a few minutes about what God is doing and saying and what he's going to do, so we can come into alignment. All subatomic particles, the subatomic particles are the things that are between the atoms. If you like, we can't see atoms, but we can actually feel the substance of them. They're made up of superstrings. Now, this might sound really strange to you, but I want you to stay with me. String theory is the theory of everything, okay? It says that everything that we see is made up of things at a minute level, the things that aren't seen. That's just a verse in Hebrews said, the things that we see are made of things that aren't visible. And those little packets of energy spin at a frequency. So within you, as in your body, you have energy. God spoke to me when I was in heaven and called it grace. He called the energy that's within every living creature and the whole of creation his grace. Because that is what's left of what he spoke into creation. His words became that which is operating in our lives. So we as a person have a song. We just sang about having a life song. I didn't prime Nigel for that whatsoever. It's like he obviously was in the flow of the Spirit and actually knew in the Spirit what God wanted to do today. Because we have a life song. Actually, scientists, if they're learning, they're trying to actually find an instrument which can actually amplify that sound so we can hear it. They've done it with individual cells, but they're actually operating that way today. So our life, our whole body, is vibrating at a frequency which is actually producing a sound. Now when that sound comes and joins with the sound of heaven, something gets produced. Energy gets produced. Life gets produced. The anointing of the Holy Spirit gets produced. Ephesians 4:6 says, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So God is actually in the whole of creation. That's what it says. He is in everything and he can work through everything because he's there by his power within the subatomic particles of the whole universe, including our lives. Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things. Now that's talking about time. And in him, all things hold together. So the whole of creation that we see is held together because his voice is within it. His vibration frequencies, his grace, holds it all together. Hebrews 1:3, talking about Jesus, he upholds all things by the word of his power. So God's word is power. And it is spoken. And when he speaks it, it's up to us what we do with it. When he speaks a prophetic word, when he speaks what is to come, we can agree with it so that the potential that's in his voice actually can come into fulfillment. Or we can not agree with it and it won't come into fulfillment. It's up to us whether we choose to come into agreement with God so that faith can operate and then things can be released. It says in Ephesians that we have all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Every spiritual blessing is ours in the heavenly realms, in the supernatural realms that we can't see, but they're ours. We have to learn how to materialize those blessings into this natural realm. And we do it the same way Jesus did it. So grace, as a definition of in this context is God's divine ability and is the energy that holds everything together that we can connect with. Now, how do we connect with it? Well, we have to get close to God. And when God speaks prophetically, we have to hear the sound that he's speaking. And some people can hear it because they're close to God, and some people can't because they're far away from him. We need an intimate relationship where we're able to hear his voice. When we resonate with the frequency, we come into harmony and agreement, and that becomes a substance. It becomes something real. So all the promises that he's made become real when we join our faith with them. Now, I don't expect you to understand all this, because that's obviously, it can be sort of seen as quite a complicated process, but actually it's really very simple. We need to get close enough to God to hear his voice, and when we hear his voice, we have to say yes. That's what it basically means. We say yes to God. And when we say yes to God, we start to come into power and energy. And literally, this is what happens. When God's grace in us and the faith substance that's performed when we agree with his words come together, they form a resonance, a frequency, which causes power. So I want to give you an example. So when sometimes I lay hands on people to pray for healing, my hand gets hot. Something within my hand gets really hot and people can feel the heat. Sometimes when you pray for people, your hand starts to vibrate and shake. That is the grace within my hand, molecules of my hand, agreeing with what Jesus is wanting to do, and it creates an anointing. An anointing is just a charge of power and energy that enables God to heal or enables God to set someone free. It's power that's released through our physical body. It can come through our words. It can come through our physical touch. But literally, that's how your hand gets hot. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The other Friday, when I had oil appear on my hands, it was produced through the same thing, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I came into agreement with what God was doing, and the grace that operated worked. Now, Jesus did some things that are seen as pretty wild and wacky today. He walked on water. He transformed water into wine. He actually moved through people so that they could not touch him. They tried to throw him off a cliff, and it says he moved through them. Now, it didn't say he went around them. He went through them. So there was a way in which then Philip later on got transported and transformed from one place to another. Now, this operates in exactly the same way. There are people today, Christians, who are learning to operate in God's grace, in the power that's available, and they're starting to do signs and wonders and miracles, which are the greater works. You know, we don't know all the things that Jesus did, because it said they weren't all recorded. So he did an awful lot of things that weren't recorded. But he's calling us to do the same things that he's doing today. Now, we need to understand, we need to come into agreement and into alignment for that to take place. Now, I want to just share this picture. For those of you who are not part of the church, you won't understand this, but this is a picture, a prophetic picture, about four ministry areas that God is raising up that will enable the glory of God to be manifested. Now, when I first had this revelation, I actually thought I understood what praise was, and prayer, and the prophetic, and pastoral. And the more that I've meditated on that, the less I understand, because I know there's so much more. So there is going to be a fresh revelation of what praise is. And it's going to come as individuals here get close enough to God to hear his voice and to start demonstrating praise in a whole different dimension. The same for prayer. There is fresh revelation coming on what prayer is. Because prayer is not putting your hands together, getting on your knees, and just saying, God help. It really isn't. There's so much more to prayer that we are going to have revelation of. The same for the understanding of the prophetic and pastoral ministry. Now, there's one thing that's missing from there. What is it? If you're talking about a ministry area, what's missing? No? Evangelism. Evangelism will take place naturally and normally in our lives when we start to actually come into line with God's grace. When the light starts to shine from us, you know, Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has come upon you. That's when evangelism will really start to take place, when the light of God starts to flow through us, when the glory of God starts to manifest through us to produce his power, his anointing. When Jesus is lifted up, he'll draw people to us. So it's really important that we're open to fresh revelation. If those of you who think, well, where do I fit, and you're confused about where you fit into any of those groups, that's okay, because actually you may well define what those groups look like by coming into a fresh understanding of prayer, fresh understanding of intercession, a fresh revelation of the prophetic and praise. It will shape and determine the ministries that we have in the church, because they're you. You are it. We're it together. It's not that we've got people who are going to do it on their own. We are the ministry that God is calling. So I want to encourage you just to be open for fresh revelation, for God to start speaking to you about prayer in a new way, about the prophetic in a new dimension, because God is going to start to pour out his spirit in that way. He wants to touch people. He wants to move through us and to shine his glory out. That is a picture. I want to just, again, not go into that, but I want to prophesy it, that God is calling us to be a demonstration of the supernatural, to be an apostolic resource center or a regional apostolic center. I need to say that, because by saying it, I'm coming into agreement with what God is saying. And we need to be open for the things that God is going to do through that in terms of ministry. But I don't want to go into any more of that now. But what I do want to do, okay, is I want to speak out some of the heavenly vision that God has given. I want to speak it out. I'm not going to teach it. I'm not going to explain it. All I'm going to do is speak it out. But while I speak it out, I want you to prepare your spirits to receive. Start letting your spirit start to resonate with the voice of God. Because you may not resonate with 10 things that are said, but you might resonate with one. And that one thing will be the thing that's going to enable you to be empowered to do the things that God is doing. Now, there's so much that God is doing in these days around the world. Prophetically, it's like there are things that are beyond a lot of people's imagination or even thinking today that I've started to discover in the last few months. And so just the things that are coming, things that God is doing in the earth, the things that the enemy's doing in the earth, we need to have a revelation of what God is calling us to do to be able to tackle that. So I'm going to speak this out, and there are angels in this room who are going to be blowing trumpets. Some of you will hear that in your spirit. Your spirit will start to be moved by what God is going to say. Some of these things are things, the first section is things that God has spoken to me about and spoken to others here about in terms of what God is calling us to do here as a church and calling ministries here. Some of the others after that are to do with worldwide prophetic ministries or some of the things they're prophesying for this year. But I just want to speak them out, okay? I'm not going to teach them, but I'm going to speak them out. Some of these things we're already seeing, we're going to see in a greater dimension. Number one, we are going to experience tokens of God's glory manifested amongst us. Our meetings will experience realms of glory on a level we've never seen before. We're going to be invested with a new power, new authority, and new mantles are going to be given. There are going to be manifestations of heaven in us, amongst us, and through us, which released as miracles, healing, signs, and wonders are going to lead to salvation, restoration, and an awakening. We're going to engage in spiritual warfare in the heavenly realms, increasing our authority and influence, releasing heaven to invade earth through supernatural manifestations of God's kingdom. We are seated in the heavenly places and will access every spiritual blessing, manifesting them on earth as it is in heaven. We are going to arise, shine, and manifest the many sounds, colors, and fragrances of the wisdom and grace of God through our lives as a sign to the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms and to the world in darkness around us. We're going to be prepared as an army, equipped in various units to be victorious in destroying the works of the devil and establishing God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. This comes from directly from 2 Chronicles 20, 26, that God spoke to us. Same verse. We are going to be an elite army of expertly trained specialists equipped in various ministry skills. We're going to become a revival center that will become an apostolic resource in the area and region, equipping the wider church in supernatural ministry. Because we've got to give away what God has given us. We cannot keep it to ourselves. So those are things that God has spoken to me and others here about. I want to speak them out, because I want then God to resonate them amongst us. I want to also speak out some words from other prophetic ministries. It says, the time has come for the mature sons of the kingdom to appropriate their spiritual inheritance as the conflict between light and dark escalates. For many, our past will be redirected. And this is talking about this year. Now is the time to step into our future, a Gideon paradigm. Now, if you know what Gideon paradigm means, it means Gideon thought he was nothing and nobody, the least of everything in Israel, and God raised him up to be the one who saved the whole nation. Some of you here are going to be called as Gideons. You might think you're nobody and nothing, but God uses the nothings to expose and bring to nothing the things that are, it says in 1 Corinthians 1, sort of. Says, where we are headed is linked with unknown, the unknown requiring revelatory insight. Watch for open heavens in 2011. Our take on that is more of heaven in 2011, or we're all going to experience heaven in 2011, but the heavenly realms are being opened, and we need to start engaging. That is how close we need to get to God. It's not enough to be in wonderful worship and awesome times of praise. In our own personal relationship with God, we have to experience the heavenly realms, because that's where God is. There are things that he can reveal to us in heaven that he will not reveal to us on earth, because he can't, because you have to see them and experience them and feel them. Heaven is a totally different dimensional place. It's like light and sound in heaven travel at the same speed. Thought means you're there. It's a totally different dimension. And the things that are happening in heaven, God wants that worked on earth. Anointed songs are going to be released for breaking old cycles. The heavens are changing and shifting. Now is a time to touch him and feel his touch. Now is a grace to be healed and made whole for the season ahead. I think that's really true, and we need to press into that. God will mend storehouses and bring in new supply and bring new troops. Heaven and earth are realigning through the saints. And these are all prophetic words that have come this year from various ministries. The Lord is recovering a second time the remnant of his people. There is about to be a new impartation of the revivalist anointing from the 1950s. Now, any of you who've read God's Generals, you know what we're talking about when we're looking about that sort of anointing. He is awesome, and God is going to release it and increase it in these days. All we do must be rooted and grounded in love. We will lift up a standard in this day, and our tribe will be drawn to that standard. We will be known, our tribe will be known by a common spiritual DNA. God will start to draw people together whose hearts and minds are his, and who know that they're called. Now is a season to plunder the enemy camp. Whatever you've been robbed of, it's time to get it back. There are some of the things that belong to you are in the enemy's trophy room, and you need to get them back. And God is going to enable us to do that in this season. The lion-like nature of God is our inheritance, his valor, his courage, and his boldness. We're going to need that for the times ahead. It's a time for removal of limitations and ceilings. Where you think as high as you can go, that ceiling is going to be removed. Because we're going to go higher and higher. We must know and recognize our landmark moments. We were prophesied over about being sons of Issachar who know the signs and the seasons. We're going to have to really, really press into that, because we have to recognize what God's doing, we have to recognize what the enemy's doing, and we have to come and deal with those things. All that we must do must be done from a posture of victory. You can't come from this thinking that you're nobody or nothing. You need to come at it knowing that you are a royal son of God, a son of the King. You've been empowered to victory. You are an overcomer, every single person in this room. That's who we are by new birth. God is going to deliver us from thinking processes that limit the future. Now is a time to arise and shine, the dawning of a new day. Now I'm going to stop there, and I want to pray, and I want to release these words. Now, if those of you are thinking, I don't understand any of those, that's okay. You don't need to understand in your mind. You need to let your spirit start to join together with those words. When we were praying earlier, and when we were worshiping and singing to God, I had a vision of an angel, and it's a breakthrough angel, and I believe God wants to release breakthroughs for people today. Real breakthroughs, the things that you're looking for breakthroughs on. There's an anointing here. God spoke to me when I was in heaven, and he said that there would be signs that I would have that angel would be present for breakthroughs. Now, I haven't really experienced other than once since then. Today, I started to experience that as we were praising and worshiping, and those signs are present. So that angel, which is a really large angel, and it's a warrior angel, is here to cause breakthroughs. So if you need a breakthrough, you need to, in faith, start to resonate with those words and start to come in agreement that your breakthrough is here today. Whatever that breakthrough is, there is a prophetic spirit being released today for God to prophesy. Now, some of you here prophesy over people. I want to release you into doing that. If you need a word from God today, you need God to prophesy something and speak his word into your life, which will change the direction of your life, perhaps, bring you into alignment with his will, then I want to encourage all you who prophesy to be ready to prophesy over people when this is released. Okay? Because God wants to speak. Yes, I've spoken words which are corporate words and words, but actually they're individual words for people today. Words where you can start to hear the voice of God for yourself and start to line up with it. Because that's going to release an anointing which will break yokes and destroy burdens and set you free. Amen? So let's stand. I want to encourage you to just open up your hearts right now as we release this. And if you need that breakthrough, I want to encourage you to come forward so I can pray for you. I'll do that on this side of the room. If you feel, no, I need a word from God, I need to hear the voice of God, then come over that side of the room. And those people will prophesy over you. If I get to you, I'll try and get to you. So we'll have a line down the middle. Those who want to hear a word from God in terms of the prophetic being released on this side, we'll line up from the middle where I am. So to my right or left, okay. Those who need a breakthrough, then we're going to go on that side. But let's just get our hearts right. Father, we just want to hear your voice right now. I release the prophetic spirit, those angels that are blowing trumpets, resonating your voice and your words today. I release that spirit of prophecy to flow and to operate, Lord God, as you release words that draw people into a new realm of dimension of your presence. Lord, the breakthrough angels here, I pray right now you'll release breakthrough anointings to set people free, to bring them into a new dimension of your power and your presence in their lives. The breakthroughs that you require in their lives. You won't relent until you have it all. We surrender our lives and our hearts to you this morning, this afternoon, now, for you to start moving in power. Just release your anointing, release the power of your Holy Spirit, release that breakthrough anointing right now. In Jesus' name. Now we just pray, Holy Spirit, just start to brood over people. Start to move over people. Start to touch their hearts. Start to touch their minds. Start to touch their bodies. And just be open. Just let's quieten our hearts to be still and know that I'm God. That's what God says. Be still and know that I am God. Just move, Holy Spirit. Just invite you to move. I just want to release those who have got words for people to come and prophesy over people. I want to release that breakthrough anointing on this side of the room.